about abolition, servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God to your house to declare unto you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I've been praying for our country since 1970, praying for revival in North Texas since 1971. There's much opposition in the spirit to any kind of a move of God. The devil hates God. The devil hates God's people. And God's people hate God, and they don't want to be changed. In 2007, the Lord moved me to a different realm of praying, and I'm going to demonstrate it. Then KD is going to read to us Hebrews 13:15. Thank God. Kathy D. going to read Hebrews 13:15.
By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name.
By him being Jesus, offer what? Sacrifices of praise unto God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks unto his name. I prayed that, but not like I started in 2007. God had to break my heart to enough strength, enough faith, and enough love to be able to stand against the methods of the devil and pray that prayer. So I pray it frequently. Thank God. I want to say, I've been in the charismatic movement since 1970. I was a practicing veterinarian, and God told me to sell my practice and my hospital, or my hospital and my practice, and obey. And that I did. I'd never heard of the charismatic movement. I didn't know anything about them. But God thrust me in the midst of them very quickly. And I soon learned, that they had the baptism of the Holy Spirit, of which I received July 24th, 1970, sitting in bed at midnight. You can read about it on my website. It's an amazing thing. I encountered things in the church that I'd never heard of. Things I'd never heard of. I'm not one that you can shock easily. But what I discovered in the charismatic and non-charismatic people was heard of in the circles that I walked in. Unheard of. I marveled at the wickedness of God's people. I marveled at how wicked they could be. Yet it's written right in the Bible, right in the Bible. I found some of the most wicked actions by male and female that I ever heard of. Like, I couldn't even imagine them. But God was teaching me. God was preparing my faith, my heart, my love to lead his people. And I had no idea who they were. Where I was headed. I grew up knowing about a harlot. I heard about Rahab, the harlot. Is that right? Rahab?
Right.
Huh?
Yes.
Yeah. But my God, I had no I'd meet her. I didn't know I'd meet one in the charismatic movement. No, I never expected to meet a harlot speaking in tongues, baptized in water, baptized in the Holy Ghost, holding up her hands, praising the Lord, singing in choirs. No, I never even thought I'd run into that. But I did. It's amazing. I never heard, frankly, of a Ouija board. But I soon found out about them. I'm going to ask Kathy D. to read Isaiah 47, where it says, I said, I'd be a queen forever. I think that's right.
Isaiah 47, verse 7. And thou saidest, I shall be a lady forever, so that thou dost not lay these things to thy heart, neither didst thou remember the latter end of it. Therefore hear now this, thou that art given to pleasures, that dwellest carelessly, that saith in thine heart, I am, and none else besides me. I shall not sit as a widow, neither shall I know the loss of children. But these two things shall come to thee in a moment, in one day, the loss of children and widowhood. They shall come unto thee in their perfection, for the multitude of thy sorceries, and for the great abundance of thine enchantments. For thou hast trusted in thy wickedness. Thou hast said, none seeth me. Thy wisdom and thy knowledge, it has perverted thee. And thou hast said in thine heart, I am, and none else beside me. Therefore shall evil come upon thee. Thou shalt not know from whence it rises, and mischief shall fall upon thee, and thou shalt not be able to put it off, and desolation shall come unto thee suddenly, which thou shalt not know. Stand now with thine enchantments, and with the multitude of thy sorceries, wherewith thou hast labored from thy youth. If so be that thou shalt be able to profit, if so be that thou mayest prevail. Thou art wearied in the multitude of thy counsels. Let now the astrologers, the stargazers, the monthly prognosticators, stand up and save thee from these things that shall come upon thee. Behold, they shall be as stubble. The fire shall burn them. They shall not deliver themselves from the power of the flame. There shall not be a coal to warm at, nor fire to sit before it. Thus shall they be unto thee, with whom thou hast labored, even thy merchants from thy youth. They shall wander every one to his quarter. None shall save thee.
Well, thanks, Katie. I found medicine was found in that chapter. Medicine. Notice sorcery found in that chapter. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. I encountered perverse sexual activities that I could not believe was normal daily, like everything was all right. Normal amazed me. The natural use of the woman was not in existence in many areas where I ministered. That was all crazy to me. Crazy. And when I encountered oral sex, they didn't even think that was that bad. That bad? That's perversion. That's leaving the natural use of the woman. In case you don't know, it's unreal what I encountered. I dealt with a woman that invited a man to her house, and they spent, 3, 4, 5 hours together having oral sex, licking, then going to dinner and having dinner together, and both of these people both had a husband or a wife. Both of them. Didn't make a bit of difference to them. No, didn't make one bit of difference to them. Well, they entered in that day into a spirit of perversion like I'd never encountered, frankly. But I've dealt with a lot the past 40-some years in the body of Christ. Unreal. Unreal. God is delivering his people. Delivering his people. 1987, I said, there's coming a great deliverance. I taught it, spoke at it. And it's coming. We are entering into it now, a greater deliverance of God's people. Amazing. Thank God. Hallelujah. Absolutely incredible. The perversion of the human race. Amazing. Perversion. Sexual perversion of the human race. My friends, oral sex is not adultery. It's perversion. Adultery is a male and a female intercoursing. Sexual intercourse. That's fornication and adultery. Sodomy is not adultery. Licking is not adultery. The confusion, the wickedness of the human heart is undescribable. Yet, it's described in a word, in the Bible. It's all right there. It's incredible what they've done, put themselves in deep bondage, deep bondage, to please a male or a female. Amazing how wicked the human heart can be. Amazing. Thank God. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. My friends, you'll have to be delivered from that kind of sin. But it will take faith, gospel, love, Spirit of God. God, directing your steps. It'll take now, today, in the church, and the apostle, and prophet. Yes, no one else is equipped to even try to deliver these people. No, not at all. It's it's unreal how wicked a human heart can go down. Folks, I would encourage you. Fornication, adultery, stealing, covetousness, murder, all the same, all send you to hell if you don't repent. There's coming a great deliverance from these wicked things. I've been delivering them for more than 30 years. More than 30. First, God had to strengthen me. I spent 1970 until 1980 being taught of God, led by the Spirit. 1980, I came to Plato. In the book of Romans, it says, where grace doth, where sin doth abound, grace doth more abound. Well, thank God for the grace of God. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 10. Would you read it? The Apostle Paul talking about himself. He's also talking about me. Thank God. This is who I am in the Lord. Ready?
1 Corinthians 15:10. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me.
My friends, I cannot help you unless you want help. No, I cannot help you unless you want help. Unless you humble yourself to be forgiven of your sins, to be purged your conscience from dead works, to serve the living God, to deal with your sins that are past, and that you be justified from past sins that be remitted. That's Romans 3:25-26. My Lord, you think all you have to say to God is, forgive me, and that's it. That's a laugh. God doesn't even hear you. God does not even hear that kind of a prayer. God. You can't even get to God except faith. Hebrews 10, 11. Pardon me. Thank God. 11, 6. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. You get that? Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And they that come to God must believe that He is God and that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Thank God. So, my friends, faith is the spirit, 2 Corinthians 4:13. It's a spirit. It's of the heart. And God will minister to you. I believe I've said all that this audio can handle. Or should I say, the people that listen to it can't handle. This is Doyle Davidson, servant and apostle, from his office in his home in Plano, Texas. God bless. See you next time.